Matthews. Matthews is in alone. Scores! Holy mackerel! Big Pappy has given the Leafs the lead. 7:54 to go. What a play! And Matthews has goal number 70.
Oh, what a call it was. Leafs and Bruins, Austin Matthews on the breakaway, an amazing pass from Max Domi. And as good as the goal was, Carlo, I think the call was just as good.
Just as prolific.
Yeah, better. It was better. It was better. You're right. It was better. And you could hear more calls like that, hopefully, tonight on TSN 1050 from the voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs. His name is Joe Bowen, and he joins us now on First Stop. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you guys today?
Excellent. Thank you. We're fired up for tonight, as I'm sure you are.
Joe
as well.
Sounds like he's got a little extra bounce in his step this morning.
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not on anything that's illegal.
Save that for after the game, Joe. Save that for after the game.
You know what? Carlo, Crown Royal has a wonderful effect. I don't care.
Nice. This early in the morning is even better.
Yeah. Well, you know, a little in the bottom of your coffee cup just to get you kind of moving.
So, Joe, we heard the call of Matthews' goal, and what a moment it was. What a call it was. His performance in game number two, I mean, just top to bottom, was incredible. What was it like from your vantage point calling the game?
Well, you know what? He's a generational player, and he has the ability to literally put everyone on his shoulders and drag them. And I think he just thought that it was time that he did that, and there was no stopping him. And the thing that makes him so good is that he's better in the defensive zone and the neutral zone than he is in the offensive zone. And that's saying a great deal when you consider that he's a 70-goal scorer. But he really is a 200-foot player that is dominant in all three zones of the ice. And that, I think, is what makes him so special. And he was that for every shift that he was on the ice for 60 minutes against the Bruins in Game 2.
Bonesy, did you have a feeling last game that we were going to see a moment like that, considering the way the game went? And obviously, to no one's surprise, you had an incredible call, but were you expecting something like that to happen?
Yeah, I don't know if you can ever anticipate that, you know? I mean, you're hoping for it, but I don't know if you can anticipate it. But the way, you know, the whole team played so much better in Game 2, so much more responsible, so much more aggressive and physical in their own zone. They limited the Bruins to chances. And yet, you know what? When you watched the first period and you saw the struggles that Ilya Samsonov had, I mean, Jimmy and I looked at each other and said, I think Joseph Woll starts the second period. So we really didn't know. But, you know, the game was really the entire season in a microcosm for Ilya Samsonov. He wasn't very good in the first period. He struggled. He came back, got his feet underneath him, put the bit back in his mouth, and just said, that's it. You know, we're shutting things down here and giving us a chance to win. And they did. And you know, a lot can be said about everybody else's play. But I think the goaltender had a great deal in this, and I think that after the game, they had to say, you know what, that was his season in a microcosm. I mean, terrible first half, looked like his season was over, looked like his career was over, looked like there was going to be a major change, and then, you know, bit back in the mouth, we're back in this, in the hunt, and they pulled it off.
Joe, as you're well aware, Mitch Marner's been a very hot topic of conversation in the city, his performance through two games. How do you think Marner and how do you think the Maple Leafs get number 16 going tonight in Game 3?
Carlo, are you old enough to remember the 93 series with Wendell Clark and Doug Gilmore?
Yes.
Yep. Do you remember what they were calling Wendell Clark after the first two games in Detroit?
No, that I don't remember.
Wendy. Wendy, they were calling him Wendy. He was invisible. He wasn't there. Well, you know what? It's a long series. I think everybody needs to take a great, big, deep breath and just wait for this young man to have a game. And I wouldn't be surprised if it happens tonight. He's too talented. He really is. And I just think that you have to have a little bit of time here to let him get his legs under him and get going. I think he played better, I thought, in game two. He would have had a point except for the high stick with Bertuzzi knocked the puck into the net. So I think you just have to wait a little bit. I mean, I think we're being really overly critical at this point.
Way too overly critical.
He's doing a lot of other things defensively, penalty killing and everything else that, you know, don't show up on the score sheet. So, you know, take a deep breath. And let's let the man have the young man have an opportunity to show his skills and do that at home. And obviously, home ice advantage, matchups become a different situation for the home team coach. So I think that we'll see a different situation tonight.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've been saying it for the last 2 days. Hold your criticism and your opinions until the series is over, and then you say what you want about certain players.
Wendell Clark had a pretty good playoff run after the first two games in Detroit, as I recall.
Well, CJ, Chris Johnson came on our show this morning, and he said that Jonathan Marchessault last year didn't score for the first seven games of the playoffs and won the Conn Smythe. So,
yep.
You know, that's and the good thing is like, look, he's not going. You had Matthews lead the way. They have played without William Nylander. Now, there's the thought of him coming, or the chance of him coming back tonight. You get Marner going, you bring back Nylander, all of a sudden you're 10 steps ahead of the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, talk about an upside.
Right.
Talk about an upside, yeah.
Yeah, and no kidding.
Do the Bruins have an upside to come yet? I don't think so. You know,
They're putting Swayman back in the net. I guess
that is their upside. Swayman.
That's the change.
So,
all right.
Yeah. So, Joe, with regards to Nylander, and again, we had Chris Johnston on earlier, and I believe that quote was something that he would be pretty surprised if Nylander wasn't in the lineup. How do you think the Leafs use him? Like, do you put him with Tavares and Marner? Do you keep him on the third line? Is there a way that you view Nylander as the most effective for Keefe?
I think the fact that it's like a moving part. One moment he's on the third line, the next moment he's somewhere else. I mean, they have moved these guys around effectively through the course of the last number of seasons that they can play with anyone and are comfortable playing with anyone. If the Leafs are able to stretch their offense out over three lines, it really does give the Boston Bruins a major league problem as to where things have to match up. But Sheldon Keefe is so good at changing things up, making a different unit, putting them out there, not always together, not, you know, happens every four or five shifts or whatever, to really give Jim Montgomery something to think about and react to. So I think, and here's the other thing, it's too bad Bobby McMahon isn't healthy either, because then all of a sudden you might have Matthew Nyes on the fourth line, and that line was really cooking when he was down there too. So they can spread things out, I think, and have a four-line situation going, and you've got a game-breaker almost on every line.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And it's too bad Bobby McMahon isn't available, because, you know, the way he elevated his game to close the season out could have been even more impactful for this Maple Leafs lineup. But I guess we're going to have to wait a little longer to see him back in the lineup. Bonesy, you're the voice in Toronto that everybody loves to listen to. You were in Boston. You heard the crowd, you know, just absolutely blow the roof off the place. What type of motivational talk can you give Leaf fans heading to the game tonight?
Well, bring a voice and bring some fun. Have fun at it. That's the whole idea of this. I think they've got some things planned that are going to get everybody roaring at the start of the game. I think that, you know what, we just have to match the enthusiasm and the intensity of that building, and let the Bruins know that they're in a barn that really does get going when the playoffs start. So I'm quite confident it's going to be a raucous situation at Scotiabank Arena tonight. We're looking forward to it.
You can hear the game on TSN 1050. Joe Bowen and Jim Ralph on the call. Thank you for doing this, Bonesy. We'll see you later. Both Carl and I will be down there sitting in press row
So oh, it's, sure. Sit in the free seat. That's you guys are coming down to sit in the free
that's
seat.
That's right. Well, we got to support.
We don't see you guys for 82 games, and now you're going to show up.
Yeah, that's right. That is when it matters.
That is very shove fair. Matters, very buddy. Fair criticism. We're like Mark Stone.
Oh, yeah. Now you're healthy. You're
yes,
ready.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
We were giving everybody else a chance.
Our
spleens are healthy, and we'll be there tonight.
You know, guys, there's no cheering in the press box except in the radio booth.
Yeah, all right.
Well, you're right above us, so maybe we'll make our way there.
Yeah, you better make your way in with Ralphie and I. At least then you won't get kicked out.
Consider it done.
Just save us a slice of pizza. We're good.
Oh, absolutely. The free pizza. That's why you guys are showing up.
Yes. Oh, what a night. What a night we have in store. We'll see you later.
See you, pal.
Be back.
All right, that's Joe Bowen, the voice of the Leafs. Free pizza. Now we're talking. What a night this is going to be.
I don't know. I always stop at my little hot dog stand right outside of the media entrance there, and I grab a nice little street meat.
A glizzy, as the kids call it?
Is that what they call it now?
Oh, yeah.
Still street meat to me.
Yeah, no, me too.
I always grab one of those most of the time when I get down there. Probably going to have to keep it routine and grab another one before I come in, but we'll see. I don't know, get there early enough, maybe grab something in the concourse at one of those fine little, you know, pop-up restaurants.
There's a lot of good stuff at Scotiabank Arena. I'm really looking forward to it. So my FanDuel best bets still to come. How did I do yesterday, Chrissy? Any recollection? We'll take a look. I'm trying to think who I had. It was probably a winner. Two nights ago was a winner. Tonight I've got a Leafs SGP for you. We'll have Dump and Chase and Power Plays powered by FanDuel as well on SportsCenter. On the other side, we'll hear some of our conversation with Chris Johnson. He gave us an update on William Nylander. Will you see him in the lineup tonight? Hear what Chris Johnson said next.